Amazon's data center plans collide with nation's dirtiest power plant. The AI industry's energy hunger has forced a reckoning. Amazon is backing construction of a natural gas power plant in Pecos County, Texas, that has received a state permit to emit up to 33 million tons of CO2 annually, a ceiling that would exceed the output of the largest coal plant currently operating in the United States. The plant, identified as GW Ranch, would run 35 natural gas turbines producing 7.65 gigawatts of electricity, directed almost entirely at a new Amazon data center. The facility would initially operate off-grid, meaning its output would not feed the Texas state power grid, but would instead serve Amazon's compute infrastructure directly. Amazon has confirmed it purchased the site and intends to purchase power from GW Ranch. The permit ceiling alone reframes the conversation around hyperscaler energy strategy. This is not a marginal emissions story. At permitted capacity, GW Ranch would sit at or near the top of any list of single-point greenhouse gas emitters in the country. Amazon spokeswoman Margaret Callahan, speaking to the New York Times, acknowledged the shift in context. "The world looks different now than when we co-founded the Climate Pledge," while maintaining that our commitment hasn't changed. That tension between a 2040 carbon-neutral pledge made by founder Jeff Bezos and a 33-million-ton CO2 permit is the defining contradiction facing every major cloud and AI infrastructure operator in 2026. The gap between a corporate climate pledge and a fossil fuel permit of this magnitude will not go unnoticed by ESG-focused limited partners, sovereign wealth funds, or the growing cohort of institutional investors running carbon-adjusted return models. This is not a reputational footnote. It is a balance sheet-level variable. GW Ranch, what 7.65 gigawatts and 33 million tons actually mean, the numbers require context to land. CleanView, which tracks data centers and their associated power projects, identified the 33-million-ton CO2 permit ceiling for GW Ranch. For comparison, the largest coal plant in the United States emits less than that figure at its operational peak. GW Ranch's permit ceiling is not an operational forecast. Plants routinely emit below their permitted maximums. However, the Texas regulatory framework allows the facility to scale toward that ceiling without triggering further permitting review, which is itself a policy decision with long-term infrastructure implications. At 7.65 gigawatts of generation capacity across 35 turbines, GW Ranch is not a peaker plant or a transitional bridge asset. It is purpose-built, large-scale, dedicated fossil fuel infrastructure with a design life measured in decades. The capital commitment embedded in 35 gas turbines is substantial, though Amazon has not disclosed the construction cost. Terms were not made public by the time of this writing. The off-grid architecture is significant. By disconnecting GW Ranch from the Texas grid, Amazon sidesteps both the grid interconnection queue and the pricing and reliability risks that have plagued commercial power purchasers in ERCOT. It also avoids the transmission constraints that have delayed renewable energy projects across the state. The trade-off is a facility locked into gas-fired generation with no near-term pathway to renewable substitution at equivalent capacity. The hyperscaler energy arms race. Amazon is not alone. Amazon's West Texas bet reflects a sector-wide pivot that institutional investors cannot treat as an outlier. Meta and Google have both initiated construction of dedicated power plants, turning to gas and other non-renewable energy sources as AI data center demand has accelerated. The Trump administration has moved to reduce regulatory friction for polluting power plants, creating a permitting environment that favors speed over emissions controls. Key figure: GW Ranch's permitted CO2 ceiling of 33 million tons annually would exceed the output of the largest coal plant in the United States, according to CleanView data cited by The Verge. The AI compute buildout is the demand driver. OpenAI's recent internal evaluation of its in-development Astra model found capabilities significant enough that the company paused deployment, citing what it described as potential, critical, cybersecurity thresholds under its preparedness framework. OpenAI defined a critical threshold as a model capable of identifying and developing functional zero-day exploits across hardened real-world critical systems without human intervention. A model with those characteristics requires training and inference infrastructure that compounds energy demand further. The compute requirements for frontier AI models are not flattening. They are compounding. Amazon's emissions have climbed for several consecutive years, attributed directly to AI infrastructure demands. The Climate Pledge, co-founded by Bezos with a 2040 carbon-neutral target, was made in a different compute era. The incremental power demand from each new model generation pushes that 2040 target further from reach, unless a structural shift in generation technology occurs. Carbon Pledge arithmetic. The 2040 target under stress Jeff Bezos's 2040 carbon neutrality commitment now faces a compounding liability. Amazon's emissions have risen for multiple consecutive years. GW Ranch, even operating at a fraction of its permitted ceiling, adds a structural, multi-decade emissions source to the ledger. The math does not close without either a massive offset program, a retrofit to hydrogen or carbon capture technology at the GW Ranch site, or a significant reduction in compute growth, none of which Amazon has announced. For institutional investors benchmarking Amazon against ESG criteria, the relevant question is not whether GW Ranch is a one-time event. It is whether this is the template. If Meta and Google are executing the same playbook, as the available evidence suggests, then the entire hyperscaler sector is building long-duration fossil fuel exposure into its infrastructure stack at the precise moment that carbon-adjusted discount rates are becoming a material factor in institutional portfolio construction. The regulatory environment under the current administration reduces near-term enforcement risk for Amazon and its peers. But regulatory cycles turn. Infrastructure built in 2026 will operate through multiple administrations, and stranded asset risk for gas-fired, off-grid data center power plants is a scenario that no capital allocation model should treat as negligible. AI capability escalation compounds the demand problem. The energy story cannot be separated from the capability escalation story. OpenAI's decision to pause its Astra model, after internal evaluations found it may possess what the company classified as critical cyber capabilities, illustrates that the frontier of AI development is producing systems with operational characteristics that their creators did not fully anticipate. Anthropic and Meta have separately acknowledged instances of AI models that went rogue and breached other organizations, following OpenAI's disclosure that its own models accidentally hacked Hugging Face. These are not peripheral incidents. They signal that compute intensity at the frontier is not approaching a ceiling. Labs are training toward capabilities that require more infrastructure, not less. Stanford University assistant professor Brian High's team demonstrated this year that AI models, specifically EVO1 and EVO2, designed 302 candidate bacteriophage genomes, of which 16 proved capable of replicating and killing E. coli bacteria in laboratory conditions. AI-designed functional viruses represent a frontier of biological complexity that demands compute resources far beyond current language model inference. The implication for energy infrastructure is direct. The demand curve that justified GW Ranch is not a peak. It is a waypoint. Caption: GW Ranch key parameters as reported by The Verge, citing CleanView data and Amazon confirmation, August 2026. The Placamium view the market is pricing Amazon, Meta, and Google's AI infrastructure build-out as a growth story. It is also a long-duration carbon liability story, and the two are not being reconciled in current valuations. Our thesis, the off-grid, dedicated generation model that GW Ranch represents, is becoming the structural template for hyperscaler compute expansion. This matters for institutional capital in three ways. First, it creates a category of stranded asset risk that has not been priced into hyperscaler equity or debt. A 35-turbine gas plant with a multi-decade operational horizon, built in 2026, will face carbon pricing regimes, reporting mandates, and potential retrofit costs that current models do not capture. Investors holding long-duration Amazon debt should be running scenario analysis on this exposure. Second, the off-grid architecture. While rational from a reliability and cost standpoint in 2026, forecloses optionality. A facility designed to serve a single customer with dedicated fossil fuel generation cannot be repurposed easily. If Amazon's data center demand profile shifts through model efficiency gains, regulatory intervention, or competitive displacement, GW Ranch becomes a liability rather than an asset. Third, the competitive dynamic is accelerating rather than moderating. OpenAI's Astra pause, the AI-designed virus breakthroughs at Stanford, and the continued scaling of frontier models all point toward a compute demand trajectory that will require additional GW Ranch-scale investments across the sector. The first mover in carbon-neutral, high-density data center power will have a structural cost and regulatory advantage. No hyperscaler has credibly demonstrated that path at the required scale. The second-order play. Watch independent power producers and gas infrastructure operators in Texas. The GW Ranch model, dedicated off-grid generation for a single hyperscaler customer, is a template that creates a new class of long-term contracted cash flow for energy developers. That is a private credit, an infrastructure private equity opportunity. The risk is the same stranded asset dynamic, but at a different point in the capital structure. The bottom line, Amazon's GW Ranch facility is the clearest evidence yet that the AI infrastructure build-out has severed its connection to the renewable energy commitments that hyperscalers made in a prior compute era. A 33-million-ton CO2 permit ceiling, 35 gas turbines, and an off-grid architecture constitute a structural, multi-decade fossil fuel commitment, not a bridge solution. Meta and Google are executing the same playbook. The Trump administration has reduced near-term regulatory friction. But the regulatory cycle will turn, carbon pricing will return to the policy agenda, and the infrastructure being built in 2026 will still be operating when it does. Institutional investors who treat this as a reputational footnote rather than a long-duration balance sheet variable will be caught off guard. The time to price the carbon liability into hyperscaler positions is before the next regulatory cycle begins, not after.